From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump made it clear Sunday that in order to strike a deal with the Democrats to allow the so-called Dreamers to stay in the country, he will insist on overhauling the country's green card system, hiring 10,000 more immigration officers, and building a wall along the southern border. Last month, Mr. Trump announced plans to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. It's an Obama-era policy that protects from deportation hundreds of thousands of young people who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children. Mr. Trump announced his administration's immigration policy wish list in a letter to congressional leaders Sunday. It includes limiting family-based green cards to spouses and minor children of U.S. citizens, creating a point-based merit system to pick who is allowed to immigrate, and cutting the number of refugee admissions. Democratic leaders have opposed many of the demands on the list. In a joint statement, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said the list goes so far beyond what is reasonable. The United States announced Sunday a temporary halt to all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. It's a move that was quickly mirrored by Turkey. A statement from the U.S. Embassy said that recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of the U.S. mission facilities and personnel. The statement didn't clarify the reasons for which it was reassessing Turkey's commitment. Hours later, Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S. using language that parroted the U.S. statement. This is VOA News. Residents of Catalonia, opposed to the regional government's efforts to secede from Spain, rallied in Barcelona. Last week, Catalans voted overwhelmingly for independence, and in that poll, 90% voted to break with Spain, but the turnout was less than half of the electorate. Roberto Velasquez was among the demonstrators.
You have to follow the rules. You can't do by your own, because that's not democracy. Democracy is sit and talk with the Spanish government and try to make a deal. If you can't make a deal, you can't do what you want, because that's not democracy.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says that he would not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence for sure. At least 12 Rohingya Muslims fleeing violence in Myanmar and seeking refuge in Bangladesh drowned late Sunday when their packed boat capsized. So far, hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State for Bangladesh since late August. The Humanitarian Response Coordinator for the UN Population Fund talks about the plight of the Rohingya women.
Our women-friendly spaces are literally running over capacity because of the need that these women and girls are expressing in terms of health services, safe shelter, food, clothing, basic clothing. Many of them are pregnant, they're breastfeeding, they need referrals, they have lived through real horrors, and that is really what's coming through in their stories. There are thousands of them on the roadsides in makeshift shelters, in refugee camps.
Bangladesh is planning to build a giant camp in order to house at least 800,000 Rohingyas who have sought refuge in Bangladesh. A Sarajevo court Monday acquitted a former commander of the Bosnian army of war crimes during the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. 50-year-old Nasser Oric was found not guilty of killing three Bosnian Serb prisoners of war in 1992. The court also acquitted an Oric subordinate, former Bosnian army soldier, of the killings that took place in an area. The prosecution had alleged that Oric had killed the Serb captives in three villages. The divisive U.S. political scene was again on display Sunday. President Donald Trump exchanged barbed tweets with Tennessee Senator Bob Corker of his own party, while Vice President Mike Pence walked out of a professional football game after some players protested against racism by kneeling during the playing of the national anthem. Mr. Trump wrote that he had refused to endorse Corker for a re-election race, which led the senator to drop out, saying Corker had begged for the endorsement. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.